Shiratala is an Ayurvedic treatment where warm oil is dripped onto the forehead of the patient. But why should this do any good? Ashish Paul is an Ayurvedic practitioner from Ayurveda.
Because our brain controls all the activities of our body via the nerves, and our nerves are connected to even the tips of our toes and fingers. So if your brain is healthy, if your nervous system is healthy, the whole body works smoothly and precisely and comfortably.
And why would dropping warm oil on my forehead help the brain in any way at all?
In Shiratala treatment, we use a warm medicated oil or any other type of liquid like ghee or buttermilk or coconut milk can also be used, or other types of oils can also be used. And a gentle stream of oil, which is warm to hot, can be used. And it trickles down on third eye, the point between your brows, slowly. And the therapist can move the stream across your forehead. So because of the gentler calming stream and moving across the whole temple, both sides of the temple and the forehead, it slows the brain gently. And with the heat, the nervous system underneath actually calms down, and it has a calming effect on nervous system plus calming effect on the body.
And what are some of the benefits that you might have from a treatment like this?
Generally, we say it's a very, very rejuvenating treatment, and that can have positive effect overall on your health. But specifically for brain or for scalp or for head, it's useful for migraines, tension, headaches, or any other mental problems, psychological problems, or generally if you are tired and need some reinvigoration, this can help you with that.
And how is the treatment generally used in India?
In India, treatment is usually used as a set of regular treatments, which are done every day. And they're done as part of Panchakarma treatment, which is a set of 5 treatments. And Shiratala is a part of that. And it's used, as I said, regularly, maybe for 10 days, 11 days or 21 days. So you'll have warm oil poured over your forehead every day for half an hour for 21 days. And it's generally done more for chronic problems.
And you say it's part of these kind of 5 sets of treatments. How does it fit in with those 5 then?
In Panchakarma, the 5 treatments are basically to cleanse the whole body. And we use induced emesis, induced purgation, and bloodletting is also used in that. And this treatment comes in to be used for the nervous system. So it's a specific treatment used along with Panchakarma to calm the brain.
And what sort of ailments are generally treated by using these sort of sets of treatments in India?
In India, it's similar treatments anywhere over the world, I'll say. Anybody who suffers from any mental conditions, anybody who has got poor memory or confused or needs some more concentration. For example, if somebody is going for exams, they can have a set of treatment for a week or so to improve their memory.
And as somebody here in the West having had one treatment, what sort of things am I likely to experience now that I've had that one treatment?
With one treatment, generally the effects can stay for about a week or maybe longer, depending how sensitive you are, or maybe if you have had treatment in the past. And sound sleep is one of the benefits of it, and you will find that you will sleep better. And also that your concentration will improve, which is an effect you won't probably see straight away, but in next coming 15 to 20 days, you will feel that as if your concentration has improved.
And are there any contraindications for treatment like this?
Generally, there are no contraindications for this. Anybody can have it. There is no age limit. The only contraindication I'll say is in terms of the herbs we will use for someone. But the treatment per se can be used for anyone.
That's Ashish Paul.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.